with Keturah Mdonga.
Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us for the 18 Hours Bulletin. Now the news in detail. Government has released over 43 million kwacha to clear 3 months' salary arrears for Tanzania Zambia Railway Authority workers. On Monday this week, Minister of Transport and Logistics Frank Tayali had a meeting with Tazara management and union representatives in which he urged employees who had gone on strike over arrears to get back to work. Mr. Tayali also assured them that government was deeply concerned about their plight and pledged to fund money to pay them the remaining 3 months' arrears. He said the Ministry of Finance has released a total of 43.2 million kwacha to settle the 3 months' arrears as promised. Mr. Tayali said the ministry was concerned about the welfare of Tazara workers and would not want any bottlenecks in service delivery. He said going forward, government would like to see grievances resolved amicably without any service disruptions that would inconvenience travellers and free flow of goods to and from Tanzania. This is contained in a statement issued by Ministry of Transport and Logistics Principal Public Relations Officer Ernest Chanda. The Road Development Agency has revealed that construction works on the Lusaka-Ndola dual carriageway have reached 23.5% completion. Speaking during a site visit, RDA Chief Communications Officer Anthony Muloa has confirmed that full-scale construction is now underway along the 327-kilometer stretch with the Masangano-Fisenge-Luansha bypass stretch totaling 45 kilometers completed and already in use. Mr. Muloa has revealed that a total of 2,311 individuals, including engineers, technicians and machine operators, have been employed so far, with the number expected to increase as work intensifies. He has further disclosed that the project, which is set to be completed within 3 years, will feature two toll plazas and two-way bridges as part of its infrastructure design.
Currently, on the main project from Lusaka to Ndola, we are sitting at 23.5% fiscal progress. So the concession period is for 25 years, which involves 3 years construction. As you are aware, there was a groundbreaking ceremony by His Excellency the President in May 2024. And you can see at the rate we are moving that it's quite impressive. And all things being equal, this project will be completed under 3 years. That's a record breaking, looking at the kilometers we are talking about.
And RDA Public-Private Partnership Senior Engineer Emmanuel Zulu has noted that the road has been designed to last at least 25 years, with all maintenance responsibilities falling under the concessionaire's scope during that period.
The road has been designed to have a number of layers, as opposed to the traditional construction where you have maybe just the surface and the base coat and then you put the blacktop. This project has got one extra layer of surface. Surface number one and surface number two. Both surfaces are even being reinforced with concrete, with cement. So layer number one is approximately 250 millimeters. The second layer also is 150 millimeters, and they are both reinforced with cement.
Meanwhile, United Party for National Development Media Director Mark Simoe has highlighted the socio-economic benefits of the project, particularly in terms of job creation.
So I'm glad that RDA have put matters into context for you to see for yourself that the works stand now at 23.5%, which to us is a successful story. And in addition to that, we are also aware that this Masangano, Fisengetu, Luansha Road has already been done 100%. It was the UPND's considered view that the construction of this Lusaka Ndola dual carriageway should come with benefits to the people of Zambia through direct and indirect jobs. About 2,311 workers have so far been recruited, and the number is likely to go up as the construction works will be heightening. So it's another successful story.
The Zambia Congress of Trade Unions, ZCTU, has expressed concern over mounting economic pressures on Zambian workers, urging government to implement urgent tax reforms and take immediate action to address the escalating cost of living. Speaking during a pre-budget and debt crisis workshop, ZCTU Secretary General Joy Rene has criticized government's continued reduction of corporate taxes. Stating that the move has unfairly shifted the national tax burden on to workers. Rene said while corporate taxes continue to be lowered, workers are left to carry the weight of the country's revenue needs. Joy Rene has further identified the steady increase in fuel prices and electricity tariffs as key factors contributing to the rising cost of living, arguing that these hikes have significantly eroded workers' real incomes and diminished their quality of life.
We need a fiscal measures to significantly expand the fiscal space for the Zambian government to invest in job creation, social protection, and improved public service provision for the economic recovery and sustainable growth. We also need to find the right balance on taxes.
Meanwhile, Frederick Ebert Stiftung resident representative Fritz Kopp-Seeker has emphasized the importance of creating more decent jobs and addressing inequality as part of Zambia's broader economic development strategy.
Now, as you know, the budget is the main vehicle of government to set its priorities to further and develop certain areas of the society, of this economy. And as I said a little bit earlier, your voice is very, very important. So what emphasis, what priority should government set? And again, my contribution as a social democrat, as a trade unionist, I think you should, government, on the basis of your input, should focus on two main areas. The first is the creation of more decent jobs. And the other one, reduce the severe inequalities in the Zambian society.
A coalition of opposition political parties has criticized the proposed constitutional amendment document, calling it contentious and a threat to Zambia's democratic processes. Speaking on the Socialist Hour program earlier today, the Zambia We Want spokesperson Wuhabi Lungu has described the amendments as a strategic move aimed at securing President Hagainde Hichilema's re-election. Mr. Lungu has urged the ruling UPND to immediately withdraw the proposed amendments.
Someone who is thinking that the people may not have believed their lies, in order for them to get a second term or even a third term, they try to change the rules to benefit themselves, hence the timing. They try to change the procedures. And the only way in which to change the rules and procedure and have the people accommodate them is to give the impression that these rules and procedures are being changed for the benefit of the people, when in fact not. The reasons why this constitution has been put there is to try and leverage the UPND to get greater leverage against the SP, against Tonse, against Zambia We Want, against Mr. Anford Band. That is the only reason they're doing this.
And People's Alliance for Change President Anford Banda has called on Zambians to unite and resist the changes.
It's important for every Zambian and every person, including the people in the UPND, to stand for justice, because you need to live a society that is safe for everyone. Now, imagine you support this bill and you don't come to parliament. It will be a shame. So we are appealing to say that people of Zambia, in case these people, they become stubborn and decide to go ahead with this, the boy is in your hands. We have to stand up. Even if my sister doesn't like protesting, even if we have to protest, we will do it. We have to stop them.
And Socialist Party Media Director Brian Hapunda has urged President Hakainde Hichilema to listen to a public outcry and postpone the amendment until after the 2026 general elections. Meanwhile, Tonse Alliance member Namakao Silumesi also voiced concerns, reinforcing the call, citing that if nothing is done, tensions around the